This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've been warning the Democrats and explaining this to conservatives that the Democrats are unprepared for what's about to come. See, they've lulled themselves into this sense of invincibility because they now control everything. And, of course, we have a complicit group of Republicans who are willing to help them. They believe that they can keep the lies going because they believe wrongly that they control the media and they control social media. And these are the people who have lied to us and have committed all kinds of skullduggery. But here's the problem for them. The truth leaks out. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Everything we do here is with the motive of pure heart. It is meant to help our listeners. Anything that I recommend you do, does it potentially help us? Sure it does. But I'm telling you things that I hope you will take advantage of because they have helped me directly or friends that I know directly. I don't say anything on this program that I don't stand behind. And we will have more sponsors and things like that. We haven't officially gone after them, so to speak. But when we do, you'll know it works. Whatever the products are, they work. Whatever we tell you, it is pure heart. When I'm having a discussion, when I bring up something, for example, Democrat lies, I welcome. I'm not banning any Democrats from coming on this program. I welcome de Blasio to debate me. Or Governor Killer Cuomo. I welcome it. I welcome anybody that disagrees. If you disagree with me on the program, I promise you we will get you on. I'm happy to discuss it. We're not afraid to have conversations on the conservative side of the aisle. The people who are afraid, they don't want to talk to me. You see me out there, you see me on TV debating whatever, you see colleges and universities wanting me to come. No freaking way do they want somebody with my level of sanity debating these clowns. All they want to do is, well, man, you know, black people and this and this, that, and the other. And let me tell you something, all lies. Anything that comes out of their mouth is lies. The treatment of blacks, lies. What cops do to black people, lies. How much they want to help you, lies. It's all lies. I want you to note the desperation, folks, of the Democrats as we talk about some of these leaks. I want you to note this. When they tried to impeach Trump the second time, the desperation. Nancy Pelosi was so mad. She called senators cowards. How dare you not follow through with everything we talked about? We orchestrated a coup. We did it. You were supposed to finalize it. You were supposed to crush his spirit, the spirit of everybody around him. There is a reason why, people, pay attention to me. There's a reason why they couldn't do it. 80 million Americans now get it. We may have understood it a while back. Back in the day, we thought we were paying attention. We were plugged. Hey, come on, Kevin. I'm politically astute. I get it. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I was. In the time of Bush, all I wanted was Republicans good, Democrats bad. Well, you know what we've learned since then? Republicans bad, Democrats worse. That's what we've learned. I don't know if Trump's going to do third party. Who knows? Who cares? Look, here's what I can tell you. I know what Kevin Jackson's going to do. I pay attention to none of them. I stopped doing it in 2012. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to listen to what Trump does going forward and things like this. But I'm going to pave my own way. And those of you who want to see somebody if you listen to me, if you are a person who says, you know what, this kid, he seems to know what he's talking about. I'm going to support him. Join me in paving a new path. It's like a river system. You know, once the water starts to flow that way, who knows? It may take us years to carve out our Grand Canyon, but if we don't start, we won't do it. But just think about what these Democrats, how desperate they were. They wanted to get rid of Trump, this impeachment, and it failed. You know why it failed? Did you hear the litany of lies? Did you listen to Trump's attorney say, I've never seen anything like this. This is a legal guy. This is a guy that says, look, I'm about law and order. Let me put it this way. If my brother robbed somebody, shot and killed him or whatever, I would say, hey, bro, you got to go to prison. I wouldn't look for a rationalization and go, well, you know, his kids was hungry and, you know, there would be no excuses. I love him to death, but hey, dude, you do the crime, you got to do the time. Get it? Yeah, if you do the crime, baby, you got to do the time. So I don't have a moral compass that sways because, oh, it's your brother, Kevin. You know, it's your bro, man. Yes, my brother. He killed somebody. You got to go to prison. Your son, your daughter, whatever. That's the way it works. Not for the Democrats. It is all hands on deck. Let's rationalize it. Oh, it's bad. Black people have been treated so bad. I know he killed and he raped that woman, but you know, it's circumstances. We got to look at the circumstances. Really? No, we don't. We don't have to look at anything. Isn't that when women are raped, they go, well, you know, she was wearing provocative clothing. How dare you? How dare you say, yeah, but when it's time to make it for minorities or some, quote, oppressed indigenous group, a BIPOC, then guess what? Democrats got more excuses than you can shake a stick at. Well, you've got to take into account the extenuating surgeon. He didn't have a girlfriend. He had been in prison for 5 years. He didn't have a girlfriend. And a girl didn't want to let him, you know? I mean, they will rationalize the most idiotic things, and you're sitting there shaking your head going, you do realize this is counter to what you said only a day ago. As we said, oh, is it a white cop doing a crime against a black guy? Is it a black cop doing a crime against a white guy? Because let me tell you something. If it's a black cop doing a crime against a white guy, no harm, no foul. But if it's the other way around, oh, lordy, lordy, let's call in the National Action Network. Because Al Sharpton got to get paid up on her. Anyway, all these things they want you to think about. Forget that we know. I'm talking about lies. We're going to talk about lies today, people, among other things. We got a lot to talk about. But forget that we know for a fact there was no Russian collusion. That didn't stop the Democrats from going after Trump, spending $40 million to sell their lie. And there are people who still believe to this day that Trump did something with the Russians, when in fact we know that Hunter Biden did. Adam Schiff declared he had proof. Well, where is it? We'll talk about it when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Busy times ahead of us, folks. Just the way life is. Life goes on no matter what happens. I don't care whether you have a tragedy in your life. Your world may stop for just a moment, but I promise you the world keeps on spinning. What is it, 22,000 miles an hour or something like that? Whatever it is, it's spinning fast. With or without you. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. As we age, we get more prepared to deal with things. And I think that, we've had to deal with quite a bit. I've been around a few decades and I've seen this nation change in ways that, you shake your head. And it's easy to I understand how people just go, you know what, I'm living my life. I'm ignoring the white noise, so to speak, getting out of politics. I've said to one of my business partners, I said, you know what? There are days I really do want to back away from this because you become cynical. And then I remember that you know, God put me on a path and said, you got to do this, man. I mean, this is what, this is the meaning of life for you, is that you got to make something happen. I don't know where this goes. Quite frankly, don't even care. I just figure I'm on a road. I'm on a path. Do it. It would be, I'm a jovial person. It would be very simple for me to go, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to go have some fun. I'm going to find a career that I can get up every morning and be happy about, you know? Don't misunderstand me. I have joy meeting some amazing people, getting the occasional surprise something where somebody helped us in a way that I never would have thought. Those are amazing moments. I have friends out there, Tim, Albert, many others. You know, they some people help out financially. Met an absolutely wonderful person, Angie and her family, and, you know, from this show, heard me reaching out and said, you know what, I want to help you, Kev. Great. So we get, you know, these wonderful surprises. But I got to tell you, you get up day in and day out, you know, and you're just doing this. But here's the thing that I think empowers me is that I look at the craziness of leftism and I say to myself, this is pretty easy to counter. If it's not about ego, it's pretty easy to counter. There are so many people in this industry that are so caught up in their egos and making sure that they are the, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, I talk to some of them periodically. And I just think to myself, wow, man, if you would back off the ego a little bit, you could be so much more effective. Oh, they're effective. They're making a lot of money. They're raising a lot of money for themselves, but they're not doing the work that they really set out to do. And it's a shame. Democrats aren't going to do it. I was talking about lies. This, you know, these unfolding lies. President Trump, that they, you know, wanted to get at all costs with Russian collusion and what have you. Lies. As for us, I say this, don't talk your morality, live your morality. Look, I know life is tough. We are beset with challenges and we screw up all the time. Such is the fate of being a human being. A sentient, thinking human being. Somebody who can do critical thought. You look at your thoughts, your actions, etc., and you try to figure out how big is the divide between what people see and what you want them to see. And the closer you can marry those two images together, the better. But it's impossible to marry it completely. I don't know. Maybe Mother Teresa. But, you know, we hold ourselves to, I believe, unachievable standards when we have to remember that, you know, life is just not that complicated. Do the best you can. Improve. There's a saying, honesty is not lying. It's more than just not lying, I should say. It's truth-telling. You should be speaking the truth. You should be living the truth. I'm paraphrasing Faust, but that's a guy named Faust, but that's what essentially he was saying. But there's another lie that the Democrats are telling you. They do it every single day. Disinformation. It's worse than lying. They don't want to give you, you know, the right stuff. They don't want to tell you what's really out there. They want to slant it. They want to manipulate you into certain things. It's the intentional twisting of reality. Why? Because they want you to have a look at the world that you would not otherwise have. In other words, if I can slant your view of policing, I can get you to hate cops. Or I can get you to love a thug. We have a love a thug program going right now with the left. They love Michael Brown Jr. They love George Floyd. They love these black dudes who resist arrest, who fight the power, fight the police. They build shrines to these people. You know how many, I don't know how many have happened, but I bet you money that there's been a black person killed by a cop in the last month that you haven't heard anything about. You want to know why? No politics for it. Right now, they got a whole other agenda. But you can bet if things were going there, were going differently, they would have told you about it. You would have found out, because I'm telling you, I already know these things occur all the time. Or don't they? Isn't that what they told us? Aren't black people being hunted down and killed by police all the time? Where are the stories? You get it? Yeah. They're not. Nobody's been shot in the sense, I don't know when it is, but let's look at the last 3 months. Have we had one of these cop killers go out and hunt down a black person and kill him indiscriminately? Short answer is nope. But we've had a lot of black folks go and hunt down other blacks and kill them indiscriminately. Are they going to tell you that? No, the media doesn't want to report that because D.C., it doesn't want to hear about it. It hasn't happened. Where's the rampant police violence against black folks? I'm just asking white people. Come on, stay with me. It's not there. Dennis Miller said, D.C. is saline what Wisconsin is to cheese. And I want you to remember, going back to Trump, what was the next lie? I'm getting to something in this program, I promise you. I feel like a preacher. I'm going to get to the end of the sermon and you're going to get it. But what about Ukraine? They literally, while the Bidens were getting kickbacks from Ukraine, Democrats were trying to impeach Trump. When Joe Biden made the comment, I'll pull $1 billion out of your economy that we promise if you don't drop an investigation into Burisma and my kid. And what did the Democrats do? They tried to sell a lie. They didn't want you to believe the words that came out of Joe Biden's mouth, nor the money that we know, it was documented, that hit Hunter Biden's account. Disregard that. Let's go get Trump. So they try to impeach him. They lose. I don't even understand the game, to be honest with you. You lose, you would think they'd stop. Meanwhile, the next thing they do is the Bidens are involved with Russia and China. There is no doubt about it. Money changed hands. And what do? They target Trump again. Do you think people aren't noticing this? You think people aren't getting the lies, America? Come on. Lots more to talk about when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of brutal cold and heavy snow across much of the United States. The National Weather Service says a new storm packing snow and ice will blast parts of the South and Midwest today before hammering the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Thursday. Power remains out to millions of people in Texas. Austin Democrat Mayor Steve Adler says Texas wasn't ready for this kind of extreme weather.
It failed because we have a system that wasn't hardened and ready for sustained weather at 18 degrees below zero. We need to start taking a look at extreme weather situations. It's not as unusual as it used to be.
The CDC says the coronavirus pandemic is hurting the mental health of American children. Mental health-related visits to the emergency room are up 24% for children age 5 to 11 and 31% for ages 12 to 17. USA Radio News. Mardi Gras was a muted scene in 2021 due to coronavirus cancellations of almost all the festivities New Orleans is famous for this time of year. Bars and restaurants were closed, Bourbon Street blocked off, and there were no parades. Ed Markey is a bar and restaurant owner in New Orleans. He tells Fox News he's shutting down his business until summer.
The bad part about it is, at this level of control that they're putting on everything, I don't see it ending anytime this year. It was a very difficult decision to make it, but I got to the point where it's, with all the pressure and anxiety of dealing with this, I just needed a break. I needed a break.
Ash Wednesday looking different today due to the coronavirus. The Vatican is asking priests to forego the traditional practices of individual blessings and a smudge of ash on each congregant's forehead. Rush Limbaugh, conservative talk radio pioneer, has died from lung cancer. He was 70. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Disgraced comedian Louis C.K. He actually said, "Well, when I was younger, I lied all the time. Because once you understand the power of lying, it's like magic. Because you transform reality for people." Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, talking about leftist lies unfolding right before their eyes. And these lies that they tell that are just so obvious, it's like watching children lie. You know, where you just go, come. Yeah, so you and your little brother who can't walk were the only ones home. And, you know, but the glass that got broken that was 3 feet up, your little brother broke, right? Who crawls, who can only crawl. Yeah, Dad. I'm a little experienced as a parent. I understand the lies from the truths. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And what I'm getting at here, and we have a lot to talk about. I want to talk about transit crime. I want to talk about CEO stepping down. I want to talk about Cuomo killing old people. That was one of the lies that we were told as well. And so we'll talk about some of that maybe in the next hour. But the point I'm making is that the Democrats have done nothing but tell lies. Lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. And the lies are easy to figure out. In fact, you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to go, well, I need to see more evidence. You just know it's a lie. And you, well, look, if you're over 15 years old listening to this program, which most of you are, You know lies. You don't need, there's a lie a person will tell you that I don't even need another drop of it. I don't even need to look your way. It's just a lie. So, they want to go after Trump and you because they've been caught in their lies. And they're going to get caught in a lot more. I promise you, there will be no safe harbor for Democrats over the next few years. They stole an election. They paid goons to incite violence on January the 6th, and then they played up their own crimes by blaming Republicans. Just giving you an example. And then they get the very people that you trust, the Republicans, the McConnells and the Nikki Haley's, etc., they participate in the lie because they believe, you know what, we're going to err on the side of the liars. Not most people want to err on the side of righteousness. Not the Republicans. They want to err on the side of the left and on the side of evil as they pretend to represent us. So let me give you a few examples of the lies. Remember, we were told that we can't look at signatures and all this, and you know, we just need to let this election theft that happened go. And what are you guys complaining about? How do you not believe that Joe Biden got 82 million votes, which is clearly 13 million votes more than baby black Jesus at his height? When Joe Biden can't get six people to come see him, he can't get family to visit him except his brothers. And the reason why they come is because they're dividing up the booty. The money they've stolen, not the actual booty, for those of you who don't know what booty is in that regard. So anyway, now, Gavin Newsom, who's one of the people, you know, I mean, the leftist who, of course, doesn't, what are you doing contesting election? What do you mean we need to look at the votes that come into California and understand that illegals can't vote and we're violating the law and you can't just have a driver's license and vote because now you're letting illegals have them and so on and so forth. But he says he wants to make sure that all the votes are counted. He wants signature verification and get this, they say it's for the fortification of the democracy. You can't even make it up. This is what these liars have said. It's for the fortification of the democracy. How could we let this happen? This is not what we do in a democracy. But we'll do it when it's time for me to get my votes that I've stolen or made sure that we're going to get credited for on the Democrat side. Then they can do it. Lie after lie after lie. We're going to dissect these lies in the next hour, but I'm just giving you some ideas around it. Remember they told us? Let's go back to the Capitol Hill thing, the whole thing that happened January the 6th. When they knew patriots were going to march on Washington in support of the president, what did the Democrats do? They did exactly what they did in 2016 when they would send goons into Trump rallies. They would get these goons, paid goons to start trouble. Then they would say Trump people did it. Verified, bona fide, no question that the Democrats had done this. And they still tried to pretend that they were good people. All a lie. So anyway, at the Capitol, they told us that a bunch of people that supposedly Trump supporters, right? They are the people that smashed a fire extinguisher into the head of Officer Sicknick, and that's what killed him. He died of a beating. Other people, they claim that died during this rally. I dare you to go look at how they died. The people who died during this time. Go look at it. See how they died. Heart attack, stroke, whatever. Walking, ticking time bombs. They weren't beaten. None of it. And then I dare you to go look at the people who charged the Capitol. One of them's an FBI guy that worked under Obama. Others are known Democrat operatives, and I could go on. But what is the lie? The lie is that Donald Trump, they tried to impeach Donald Trump over the idea of people that they paid to storm the Capitol. They had police officers complicit with them who let them in, and the trail of lies goes on and on and on, and they think they're going to keep a lid on it. And then we find out, oh, shoot, Officer Sicknick, well, guess what? He didn't die of a beating. He died of a stroke or a heart attack or something else, completely unrelated to the story that they told. They think they're just going to, no big deal. We're not going to learn that it was Antifa thugs that actually stormed the Capitol, sent by Democrats. That's their people. They're the ones who have fomented these people, engendered them. That's why they exist. Because if the cities were run by Republicans and we had an actual rule of law here, you wouldn't even know what Antifa was. Antifa is going to form in places where it's allowed to form because they're like little babies. And if you let little babies do what they want to do, they don't know what to do. If there's no parental supervision, they'll do it. Well, there is no parental supervision. So Antifa forms where there's no parental supervision, where there are idiots running the circus. But they won't form where there's Republicans and where there are strong patriots. Try it, Antifa. I dare you. So that was a lie. Officer Sicknick did not get killed because he got hit with a fire extinguisher. The only person who got killed was shot by a Capitol Hill cop. She was a true patriot, and the cop should be in prison for what he did. And as should everybody who actually condoned the real violence that occurred. And if they were to connect the dots on that, I guarantee you the breadcrumbs lead back to a Democrat. What else have they lied about? They've lied about Wu flu numbers and masks and vaccines and what's effective and why they need to shut down the economy. And you can look at the trail of lies. Oh, you got Lightfoot, Lori Lightfoot in Chicago saying, we got to put these kids back in school, man. But before they didn't want to do it under Trump, right? You got them talking about, where are the scandemic numbers we had every single day? Oh, we've crested this many hundreds of thousands of dead. When's the last time you heard, since the time of Joe Biden, Captain Demento, when is the last time you heard a report on the numbers? If you did, let me tell you what you heard. You heard they were dropping. Nope, no longer is it the number of people dead or whatever. It's now all about the vaccines and how, you know, we're rolling it out and we've got a national plan and you're trying to sell people on the idea of these vaccines. Let's play that commercial they got for black folks. Here's a good lie. Tell you something, when they start advertising to black folks, what they're telling you is we don't have enough people doing it. We got to get these silly Negroes on board, because if we can get them to do it, we can get anybody to do it, including these white folks. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Check. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they could help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Back in the day, back in the day, COVID vaccine, back in the day. Back in the day, Tuskegee experiment where they infected black men with syphilis and then didn't treat them. Yeah, back in the day. Just played an ad for blacks to get the vaccine, targeted to blacks. And, The thing, I'm not going to play it again because it's a minute of our time. We don't need to get back. But, I mean, you may want to get back. But in the previous segment, we played it. And here's some of the lyrics. I got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. Community immunity. Unity for you and me. Nice little rhymes, right? Little worms that get into the heads of young black kids. Back in the day, I would suggest they reference the Tuskegee experiment and the other things that were Goebbels-like experiments done on black people by this government. Government controlled by leftists that saw black people as chattel, while Republicans were freeing blacks and giving us our rights, Democratic politicians and bureaucrats were saying, let's experiment on them. This is not even during the times of slavery. Forget what they did then. The aftermath of it all, you have nothing to do with it. But there were people that thought we were okay to experiment on, and they did it. They also experimented on us with the Negro Project, and they wanted to exterminate us. But they don't want to sing about that. Back in the day. They want to promote these lies. I want to tell you what this thing said. It said 9 out of 10 won't get sick. 90% effective and legit. 90%, 9 out of 10 of you won't get sick, but 10 of you are going to get sick. You may die, you may get palsy, you may have far-reaching ramifications that we can't even explain, but back in the day. I love this part of the song. It says, time for us to trust and not debate. Time for us to trust and not debate. COVID is real. It's killing our people. That's what this song says. This is what they're playing in the black community to get people to take the vaccine. And you want to know why they're doing it? Because you won't take it. Sane people will not take it. First responders are not taking it. Nurses and doctors are going, we ain't taking it. Sane folks. Sane black people, sane white people, Republicans, conservatives. Even a bunch of leftists are going, I ain't taking that. I know the rules of this. They got me to wear a mask, a mouth diaper, but that's it. I ain't taking that shot. My life is too important, but not for black folks back in the day. Cuomo. I'm going through the litany of lies, folks. I'm glad you're back, by the way. Kevin Jackson's here listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Speaking of healthcare, by the way, I want to give a shout out to my buddies, Jeff, who runs a service where you're on meds, and right now, I believe insulin has shot up again. The pricing's through the roof, and because of Joe Biden rolling back Donald Trump's stuff, President Trump's stuff. Anyway, you can go to Kev Perks. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks and get signed up to get a serious reduction in your med cost. Jeff charges a $60 flat fee, and each case is different, but in many cases, he's able to get your meds for free or deeply discounted. So if you're paying a couple hundred bucks a month, he might save you $100. You're paying more than that, he might save you a lot more. If you're on a fixed income, you should be looking into this. If you've got, you know, there's varying diseases. You know, to be honest, I don't take any meds, so I can't tell you what people take. But I do know insulin's one. People that have a multiple sclerosis, people that have asthma, things like this, that you got recurring costs. This is where you want to look at. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/KevPerks. And you will find it. And let me tell you, my father-in-law was paying $210 a month in meds. He is no longer. He loves me for turning him on to this. My actual editor for the Black Sphere, Tiffany, was paying $350 a month in meds. Huge reduction. So, and here's what's interesting. The more obscure your med, the more likely he can get that med for free. So check it out. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/KevPerks. Now, see, I'm going to help you, but Cuomo, he got 13,000. Now I think the number's up to 15,000 elderly people in New York City killed, and they covered it up. That's right. Misgiving of the lies. The scurrilous Democrat who exposed this worked for him. She admitted it. They're talking murder. It's unbelievable. Governor Cuomo's top aide privately apologized to Democratic lawmakers for withholding the state's nursing home death toll from WHO flu, telling them we froze out of fear the true numbers would be used against us by federal prosecutors. We talked about it earlier, but it's worth repeating because it's a lie. And it's a lie that was exposed. The stunning admission of a cover-up was made by the secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, during a video conference call with state Democratic leaders, in which he said the Cuomo administration had rebuffed a legislative request for tally in August because right around the time, then-President Donald Trump, who's still President Donald Trump, turns into a giant political football. She didn't want Donald Trump to have the ability to say, see, I told you. This is a guy killing people, and then he wants to tell me how to do stuff. And meanwhile, Governor Cuomo is yuck-yucking with his brother, Fredo, on CNN, and he's giving him congratulatory pats on the back. And you know what else is happening? Hollywood is going, let's give him an Emmy. That'll help cover up the lie. So Cuomo's minions, they feared the truth getting out about his boss, what he did. And this minion acted on her own. In addition to attacking Cuomo's fellow Democrat governors, DeRosa said Trump, quote, directs the Department of Justice to do an investigation into us. Rightfully so. Cuomo unleashed a death warrant now it's up to 15,000. At the time, they thought it was 13,000 when this article was written. It's up to 15,000, and they don't want an investigation. This is the same guy, by the way, who shut down an investigation. He set up a fraud investigation committee. When they started investigating him, he shut it down. Go look it up. Don't believe me. Oh, Kevin Jackson's out there with these conspiracy theories. He needs to be fact-checked. Go fact-check me. I dare you. She says, because we were in a position where we weren't sure what we were going to give the Justice Department and what we were going to give to you guys, what we start saying was going to be used against us while we weren't sure if this was going to be an investigation. Well, that played a very big role into this, is we didn't know what we needed to tell you, which is the truth, versus the lies that we might need to tell to the Justice Department. So, you know, in our duplicitous nature, we just decided to kill 15,000 of New York citizens. Oh, but hey, here's the good news. It saved us over $1 billion because those old people cost us a lot of money. Yeah. Now, was she apologetic? Nope. After dropping the bombshell, she asked for a little appreciation of the context. So we do apologize, she said. I do understand the position that you were put in. I know that it's not fair. It was not our intention to put you in that political position with the Republicans. A decision to kill 13,000 senior citizens, now 15,000, and she blames it on not wanting to provide bad optics. He executed 13,000 people because he didn't want to look bad politically. He didn't want to admit that, you know what, I screwed up. And he gets an Emmy. And he broke his arm patting himself on the back. And then she tried to walk it back, which was even funnier. Well, it wasn't quite what I said. I mean, maybe it was a little... So she was going to walk it back. Unbelievable that they literally lie to our faces, and then they want to play cover-up. And then they want to go, well, it wasn't quite the way I depicted it when I told you the truth about my lie. Lies on top of lies. And as I said earlier, I alluded to it, but it deserves more attention. The real sinister reason could be something people couldn't even imagine, that these 13,000 plus dead people, old people, cost the state too much money.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.